No, this is our most sacred duty. It is our constitutional mandate, and so we have to discharge it most conscientiously at all times and in all boldness, without fear of any state, you know, attacks that is unwarranted. So we will continue to discharge our duties. But in my final words, I'm saying we're appealing to all, you know, feeding factors that this is time for us to de-escalate. Let us de-escalate tensions in Boko. Let us restrain from reprisals and attacks that will further exacerbate the situation. Mm-hmm. And also the concern about the sophistication of weaponry that is used and the source of these weapons are questions that the government must address very effectively.
Okay, all right. So you're not intimidated at all, right?
Oh, not at all. Why should I be intimidated? I'm not intimidated. I'm doing my job, and I'm exercising my parliamentary oversight in the most sincere, in the most circumspect way.
Has the speaker spoken to you that some people have brought a letter seeking you?
No, that is a conversation we will have. But I'm saying that we are still in the discharge of our duty. Okay. We are not afraid, and everyone has already had their opinion on, you know, the lawless manner in which armed attacks had to purportedly coming from national security had to evade my home without warrant. But that is a conversation we'll have another day.